From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama, speaking in Hanoi, says the Vietnamese and American people are embarking on a journey together. Whether the relationship between the former enemies solidifies, Mr. Obama says his visit has put it on a firmer footing for decades to come. Earlier today in Hanoi, he spoke of the war the two countries fought 50 years ago.
So I come here mindful of the past, mindful of our difficult history, but focused on the future.
In the audience for his address were more than 2,000 people, including some Vietnamese government officials. The speech also touched on the very sensitive topic of human rights, with Mr. Obama noting rights to freedom of speech and press, as well as the freedom of assembly are enshrined in Vietnam's constitution. Greek authorities began evacuating an informal refugee camp at Idomeni this morning. At least 400 police officers were sent into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating refugees. What makes this evacuation effort different is that in recent months, Greek authorities have confirmed the locations of 9 camps around Thessaloniki so that migrants know where they're going and that new camps are ready and waiting for them. Meantime, the Taliban in Afghanistan have not officially confirmed or denied the death of their chief, Mullah Mansour, in a U.S. drone attack. But insurgent leaders do appear to be preparing the ground for a leadership transition. In a Pashto language statement released to pro-Taliban media outlets, a senior member of the group's leadership council has urged Taliban fighters not to pay attention or desist from drawing conclusions about the fate of Mansour in the wake of self-created reports. Again, this is VOA News. Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say an operation is underway to liberate Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State in Syria. In a video posted online, leaders of the U.S. allied group said the offensive to liberate the city has begun and that the first step is to free the northern parts of the city. Meantime, the WHO is condemning a series of bomb blasts claimed by the IS that killed nearly 150 people in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities on Monday. Lattice Mahmoud Hassan, a resident of Tartus, who says the series of blasts in his city targeted a garage and a supermarket. Bombs also targeted a hospital, bus stations, and an electric power station in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. Emerson College analyst Yasser Manouf says that bombings represent a change in tactics by the IS.
ISIS is trying to bring attention to the coast with the majority Alawite population and try to trigger some kind of sectarian conflict between Sunni and the Alawite and the Shia, because it's under a lot of pressure in other areas in Syria and Iraq.
The IS group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. And meantime, in Iran, the recently elected assembly of experts has chosen a powerful anti-Western cleric as the head of the group. 90-year-old Ahmad Jinadi is an outspoken critic of President Hassan Rouhani, who has been attempting to end Iran's global isolation. Edward Uranian reports it could be a setback in the hope for integration of Iran into the modern world community.
Veteran conservative cleric Ahmad Jannati, a close ally of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, was chosen to head the 88-member Assembly of Experts. Conservatives were reported to have lost a number of seats during the hotly contested election. Former Iranian President Abul Hassan Bani Sadr, who now lives in Paris, spoke to VOA about the selection. He says he knew from the outset of the voting process for the Assembly of Experts that those candidates more inclined to choose a moderate supreme leader would be eliminated in the electoral process. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The far-right candidate in Austria's election of a president has conceded defeat. Euroskeptic Freedom Party's Norbert Hofer narrowly lost to former Greens Party and independent Alexander Van der Bellen, who won by taking the most absentee ballots. Mr. Bellen is saying that many people feel they're not being seen or heard, and he's calling for a culture of communication, politics that focuses on issues. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.